Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Memorial Day, and that's the reason for the patriotic music today. We're celebrating the lives of 1.1 million Americans who gave their lives for you and me, so that you and I can pursue our wishes, our dreams of being entrepreneurs. We have freedom. All human beings should have the freedom to be who we are, but liberty is something we bestow upon each other through laws and contracts and things like that. And so because we have liberty, you and I can pursue our business purposes in the marketplace. And one of the people who helps us to understand that and helps us get better at those things is our good friend Dr. Tom Anastasi. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, professor of Daniel Webster College, author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right, and our good friend Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, and as always, happy Memorial Day.
Well, thank you very much. And, I was thinking during the break, talking about, if I could mention that a name, Tim Gibson, former Marine, died in Iraq. And, one of the things is that people I've known who have either died or been injured, serving the country, there's a common theme, is that they're selfless. They're doing it for others.
Agape love, Tom.
Yeah, and it really is. And and what they go through for us is truly amazing. So
thank you, Tom, for that, and totally appropriate that we remember those people as you and I enjoy the ability to do what we do today, for me to manage my business and to move it forward, and for you to do the same with yours. And Tom was doing what I did in the previous segment, what I've been doing all day today, and that's mentioning a name or names, thinking of them, putting them in, having them in my head, and saying it out loud to others, the people that we remember on this day. Tom, thank you for that. And folks, I encourage you to do the same thing. If you don't know someone, you can use one of our names. Tom gave you a name. I'm going to tell you about Danny McGee, Joel Mock, and Joel Forrester. And all three of them died in Vietnam. Tom, let's move on and talk about this thing that we have the ability to do today, and that is to pursue our businesses, to start something from scratch, to grow it into something. And you have a program, a system that you've used over the years with entrepreneurs that you call the Go No Go system. Tell us about it.
Sure, this is one of the things.
It's in his book too, by the way, folks. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes. It's one of the things I did with the SBDC is business owners would come in and then present an idea, and it helped them nurture it and develop it. And I realized there's a systematic checklist we would go through, so I put it in the book. So the first is, are you more like a salesperson? Because salespeople think, I'm ready to go right now, let's just do it. Or engineers, it's never ready. Let's just kind of tinker with it. And you don't want to start too early. You also don't want to have something that's ready to go that you're holding off on. So you got to be careful of that mindset. But one of the things is that first thing you do is talk to owners of similar businesses. And this is a step that people often skip because they think no one's going to talk to me. The opposite is true, especially if you talk to people outside of your market area and say, hey, I'm looking to start a business. If they're close enough, ideally if you can go by and visit them. If not, you can do it by phone and say, I'm thinking about starting this business. I'm you, 5-10 years ago, and tell me, what are the things you've learned? And will tell you how much cash you need on hand, how much money you can expect to make,
The answer to the first is more than you thought. The answer to the second is less than you thought.
Exactly. But, when you start talking to two and three people, and they say, you really got to have $30,000, really set aside to even out your cash flow. Well, if four or five people tell you that, that $10,000 you have is probably not enough. Or they're going to sit there and tell you about all the marketing things. These are the marketing things that we've done that have really worked well, and these are the ones we haven't. So if your business plan says, I'm going to do newspaper advertising, and you've got three or four people telling you newspaper advertising doesn't really work in our business, well, let's start thinking it, and don't start until you've got that marketing plan that is going to work. And you'll be surprised at how much entrepreneurs are willing to share their life experience
right.
with other entrepreneurs. It's a very small club.
And yeah, and everyone won't do it. Everyone's not going to just open up and tell you all that you know, that they know. But there are people who will, and you should find those people. And you're going to need to find somebody that whose idea is you're not going to be competing with, whose business,
right.
you know, that they're going to feel more open to that, to do that. Or if you want to find out somebody who is, want to find out about the industry that you're in, go to another place, go to another state, travel to another state and talk to someone at that location. And someone you're not likely to be a competitor of. What do you think? I've done this and this works.
It does work, you know, really, and it's not that far. And again, you can also do it by phone. For instance, a friend of mine started a business selling power supplies
mm-hmm.
and talked to people in other parts of the country. You know, but they're not going to be competitors. And they told them, you know, this is the scoop on the power supply business. And he said, yeah, let's do it, because he had lots of data. He wasn't just kind of going on gut. And that's one of the things I would really work with people on, and still do, is don't go gut, go with actual data, and there's ways to get that data.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly. And so there are a number of places to get it. You can get it from some of the industry websites and some of the databases that they have, right?
Sure, and almost every industry has got a trade publication, and you can access those at pretty much any public library with NexisLexis and EBSCOhost and search engines like that.
Right,
and
right.
the librarians are more than happy to help you, and so you can really find out what the scoop is for your particular industry.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And also, one of the things is that one of the ways to find people is to find an article written by or about somebody. And believe it or not, if you sit there and say, hey, I saw you in this trade publication, can I just ask you a few questions? That's a good way to get to
right.
find the person to talk to, because obviously they're willing to share their experiences because
mm-hmm.
they've done so.
Mm-hmm. Tom, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back and talk some more with our good friend Tom Anastasi after these messages. TomAnastasi.com is his website, by the way. It's 20 after. We're celebrating Memorial Day here on the Small Business Advocate Show, with a little bit of small business thrown in. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.